We are so lucky to have Brian Peters, the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, on location with us here in Lansing. And first of all, thank you for your support always.
Thank you, Paul W. It is such a pleasure to be with you. And as I was saying off air, can't thank you enough for everything you did throughout the pandemic. Through some incredibly dark days, you were a source of truth and a real ally. So we appreciate that.
Wow. That's very kind of you to say, Brian. I mean, really, I appreciate that. I am concerned about our hospitals, not just in Michigan, but let's talk about that, but throughout the country. I am concerned about the people who work at hospitals at every level. And for us to maybe not be aware of how troublesome some of the reports are and concern for the future of the existence of some hospitals. And you're smack dab in the middle of it as the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. The healthcare workforce, the behavioral health, hospital financial viability. Talk to me about that. Give me, I hope, some reason to not be so concerned.
Well, it's an incredible challenge. You're exactly correct. It's a challenge that is national in scope. We are not alone, but certainly our hospitals throughout the state of Michigan, whether they're large or small, urban or rural, we are confronting a financial crisis in addition to a behavioral health crisis on top of a workforce crisis. And these are all interrelated. So to give you a flavor of what this looks like, Paul W., we could walk down Michigan Avenue just a few short blocks, and Sparrow Hospital, one of our member hospitals, is right here. And I had an opportunity to have a site visit there just a few days ago. And what we saw there is what you will see in hospitals throughout the state of Michigan today, which is patients who are boarded in hallways because there's no available bed to discharge them to if they need behavioral health care. Mm. And so we have a lack of qualified caregivers here in the state. That is something that we're working on at both the state and federal level in terms of funding and public policy so that we can address that challenge. But when I say interrelated, when you look at the financial challenge that our hospitals are confronting, our cost of labor has skyrocketed in the last several years. That's because of the increased use of nurse traveling agencies, which are incredibly expensive. Those are intended for short-term interim relief, but they've become a price of doing business now because we can't get enough nurses.
Which is in itself a problem in that you've got one nurse here making whatever they make, and then another traveling nurse here making five times what your other nurse is making. That's never worked well when people work side by side doing really the same jobs and one makes five times what the other one does.
Well, you're right. And the issue there, again, it works in a short-term fashion. But over the long haul, there's a problem in terms of morale, number one, in terms of continuity. You don't have teams that work together for long periods of time when you have this constant churn. And so these issues, again, are so interrelated, but at the end of the day, we have to do everything we can, first and foremost, to make sure that hospitals are a safe and caring environment, safe both for patients, but also safe for our frontline caregivers. And unfortunately, what we're seeing with the inability to find meaningful and appropriate settings of care for these behavioral health patients, they are committing acts of violence against those frontline caregivers in increasing numbers. So that's a concern as well.
As we're spending a little time with Brian Peters, CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, and as with many industries, there's a shortage of workers. That is not shocking or a surprise. What's a shock and a surprise is that we may see the end of certain hospitals. It just cannot survive under these circumstances. As you mentioned earlier, the labor expenses for Michigan hospitals have quadrupled over the past 2 years. It's very hard for any business to sustain this, even though we take for granted that that hospital down the street is going to be there when we need it.
That's right. And if you look nationally, we have seen a number of hospitals that have closed their doors. What we're seeing in Michigan over time We have certainly had hospitals that have outright closed, but what is more frequent is that hospitals have to terminate certain service lines because they threaten the viability of the overall enterprise. We have seen hospitals joining systems as a response to these financial pressures. That's certainly a growing trend. At the end of the day, though, it is incumbent upon all of us to do our share to understand and support hospitals and healthcare. Here's the difference, Paul W. Everyone in the Michigan economy is dealing with rising cost of labor and rising supply chain costs. We understand that. The difference is in the hospital arena, Medicare tells us what they will pay. Medicaid tells us what they will pay. Private insurance contracts are negotiated well in advance. Those don't turn on a dime. What I'm saying is we can't very easily pass on those rising costs to the end consumer. Like other sectors of the economy have been able to do. That's why everyone is upset about inflation hitting their family budget. We understand that. We have to swallow those costs. And to your point, that is precisely why you're seeing hospital closures in some places around the country and service line closures even here in Michigan.
We all can relate to mental health issues. We've talked about it a lot with shootings and terrible situations. Mm-hmm. The situation around behavioral health, which is what you call it in the industry, that situation around behavioral health in Michigan is in a crisis mode, and you need to fund, support, and reform the systems. But tell me a little bit about the expansion of the Michigan Reconnect program, which you feel is a critical piece to expanding the talent pipeline. Tell me about that.
Absolutely, and this is bipartisan legislation that the governor has certainly supported as well. We joined with the business community in raising the flag and saying, you know what, we need an all-hands-on-deck approach when it comes to developing the skills and the talents that we need across Michigan's economy, but certainly within healthcare as well. And the Michigan Reconnect program is a way to do that. It's a way to focus in on a certain group of Michiganders who have an opportunity to complete their education and really focus in on a particular trade. In healthcare, Paul W., we employ 572,000 Michiganders. In fact, the largest private sector employer in the state, if you look at healthcare writ large. But again, we need more nurses. We need more MSWs. We need more pharmacists, on and on and on. And in particular, the Michigan Reconnect program can help us fill a number of those gaps, particularly when you think about hospitals. We hire so many people across so many different disciplines. It's not just doctors and nurses, which everyone would think of when you think about hospitals. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of job opportunities there. And this sort of program is exactly what we need more of in terms of our public policy going forward.
You know, it occurs to me, Brian, the bottom line is, it occurs to me there is no other industry that is prevented from responding to inflationary pressures, growing expenses, to the degree that healthcare is.
That's exactly right. And that's caused the problem that we confront today. No question.
Any way we can help you, we will. So feel free to call upon us anytime there's something going on that you think it's important that the people of Michigan need to know about, need to hear about. We want to get you on. And by the way, we completely so appreciate your support of this program. It means a lot to us as well.
Thank you so much, Paul W. It's been a great partnership. Look forward to the next time.
Brian Peters, the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. 844 at News Talk 760 WJR.